What happens after the most significant event in human history? I'm Chris Montgomery, senior pastor at Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama, and welcome to Fraser 365. Today we're in a study called Victory, a journey from the cross to Pentecost. Our prayer is that through God's Word, you'll come to a greater knowledge today of what it means to be a disciple of Christ and live in the victory of His resurrection power.
Welcome to day 26 of From the Cross to Pentecost. Today's devotional is, The Lord is with you. David Jeremiah said, There is nothing God doesn't know about your life. You may know the past and the present, but God also knows the future. Choose today to walk securely, not in what you know, but in what you believe. Today's text is Psalm 23, verses 3 through 4. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for You are with me. Your rod and Your staff, they comfort me. Some thoughts on today's text. In verses 3 through 4 of Psalm 23, notice the action words David uses to describe what the Lord does in his life. Restores, leads, and comforts. He also states that the Lord is with him, which allows him not to fear evil. Let's dig deeper into these incredible realities that come with having the Lord as our shepherd. First, the Lord restores our souls. The word restores is a Hebrew word that means to return back to the starting point. It can be translated, He brings back my soul. Sheep are not intelligent animals. Left to themselves, they are prone to wander. Sin separates us from God and leads us away from His will for our lives. However, the Lord, in His grace and compassion, brings our souls back to Him through forgiveness and restoration. This restoration correlates with David's following statement, He leads me in paths of righteousness for His name's sake. James Montgomery Boyce describes these words as follows. Sheep can have a good shepherd, who can bring them to the best grazing lands near an abundant supply of water, and they still will wander away to where the fields are barren and the water undrinkable. They are creatures of habit. They may be brought to good grazing land by their shepherd, but, having found it, they may keep on grazing until every blade of grass and every root is eaten, the fields are ruined, and they themselves are impoverished. No other class of livestock requires more careful handling than do sheep. Therefore, a shepherd who will move them from field to field, yet always keep them near an abundant supply of water, is essential for their welfare. Therefore, when we stray through sinning, God restores our souls and leads us down paths that will lead to righteousness that will bring glory to His name. In verse 4, David shifts from God's guidance to His protection. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for You are with me. Your rod and Your staff, they comfort me. Warren Wiersbe shares great wisdom about David's words. This is the central verse of the psalm, and the personal pronoun changes from he to you. David is not speaking about the shepherd, but speaking to the shepherd. In the dark valley, He is not before us, but beside us, leading the way and calming our fears. The veil of deep darkness represents any difficult experience of life that makes us afraid. And that includes death. Sheep lack good vision and are easily frightened in new circumstances, especially where it's dark, and the presence of the shepherd calms them. The rod was a heavy cudgel with which the shepherd could stun or kill an attacking beast, and the staff was the shepherd's crook, which he used to assist the individual sheep. At evening, he would have the sheep pass under the crook one by one so he could count them and examine them. See Leviticus 27:32. It gave the flock peace knowing that the shepherd was there and was equipped for any emergency. He is Emmanuel, God with us. Jesus is not a hireling who runs away at the sight of danger. He is a true shepherd who lays down His life for His sheep. See John 10:11-15. God's sheep have peace with God, Romans 5:1, and may enjoy the peace of God, Philippians 4:4-7, as they trust Him. Through life, as we follow the shepherd, we will have many and varied experiences, some of which will be very trying, but none of them can take the Lord by surprise. We may trust him and have peace. The closer we are to our shepherd, the safer we are, and the more his peace will fill our hearts. God's restoration, comfort, protection, and guidance are just a few of the blessings that come from knowing the Lord is with you. In your journey through life, the Creator and Savior doesn't just watch over you. He also personally walks beside you each and every step of the way. Some questions to consider. How has God restored your soul? In what ways has God led you in paths of righteousness for His name's sake? Finally, describe a time when God's rod and staff comforted you. Thanks for joining us.